Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wiggy is off today, and so is Ken Laird. Wiggy will be back tomorrow. Rob Ninkovich filling in for Wiggy, and we will get to the news coming up in just a little bit with Danielle. There's an excuses LB hasn't used story in the news this morning.
Excellent.
I wasn't pleasuring myself. I was just playing air drums, so we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. And then Christian Fourier will join us, as he normally does on Thursdays at 8:30, and we'll talk a little football with Fourier and with Nick. Now, before we get to OBJ, Rob,
yes,
there's a texter who wants me to ask you if you agree with Wiggy, which he repeats over and over and over and over and over again, that he believes Cam Newton should be signed to an extended deal immediately.
No.
At 30 or something million dollars.
No. The difference is when you have to evaluate the age of Cam Newton and where he's at as a player. He's not a scrambling, speedy. When he gets out and he's running, he's not running away from everybody. He's not faster than you look at all the quarterbacks right now that are really fast and really good, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Mahomes. These guys are faster than everybody on the field, and they can kind of get out of situations, skip out of bounds, run. I know Cam can run around, and he does a good job of it, but he's not as fast as he used to be, and you can see that now. Like, there's guys that are coming to him, and he's getting hit. He gets hit a few times, and he's not a pocket quarterback. He's not just going to sit there and make all the throws. We've seen that in the last couple weeks. He can't just stand in the pocket and make all the throws that you need. And at the end of the day, the quarterback has to be able to throw the ball accurately. And if you can't throw the ball with accuracy, in the next 2, 3, 4 years, is he going to become any faster? Or is he going to...
He's just going to get slower.
So yeah, as you get older, you have to be able to change and become a different type or style of player. For Cam, in my eyes, I feel like he is trying to continue to do the kind of the same stuff. Run around when he gets in trouble. He's made some big plays, yes, but can he sustain that? And can he stand in the pocket and throw the ball down the field when he has to? When you have to throw the ball down the field. And for me to justify to spend that much money on a quarterback, they have to be able to throw the ball really well.
And so when do you expect that Bill will make a decision like that? They're not signing him right now.
They're not signing him right now to extension.
Wiggy says, and it's not happening during the season.
No, not at all.
Not at all. No way, shape, or form that it happens during the season.
No, because this is an evaluation. Right now they're evaluating where they feel Cam could be in this organization for the foreseeable future. This is the audition right now. So it's, how do you respond to criticism? How do you respond to a couple losses? How do you look?
You get dinner with Stephon
after
Gilmore.
Getting banged up a little bit. So, you know, I think that there's too many question marks right now to sign him for a long-term deal.
Did you think the dinner was a big deal?
You know, I don't know any of the facts on that situation. So it's hard for me to comment on something when somebody's like, well, he had dinner somewhere with Gilmore. I'm like, well, is that true? Like, I don't know.
Where are the photos? Where was
like,
the dinner?
Where's the actual, like, that's our modern, that's the world we live in right now. Somebody says something, then it turns into truth when we don't know if it's real or not. Is it real? I don't know. So it's hard for me to comment on when you don't know if it's real or not. So that whole thing, I'm not going to take that into account because I don't know if it's real or not.
Curtis, Ninkovich has been here for one half an hour, and you haven't asked the question.
What's the question?
Easy. Why did Malcolm Butler not play in Super Bowl 52?
I have no idea. I have no clue. I was retired, so I was on my fourth bourbon at that time. So I was perfectly fine and happy.
So the Patriots alumni never sits around and wonders what happened in that game?
I was just like, I was relaxing, getting ready to watch the Super Bowl commercials. That was what I was looking forward to.
That was it. That was it. So another thing, Wiggy is advocating forcibly for the Patriots to sign Antonio Brown.
Back?
Yes.
Yes.
No, that's not going to work.
He's available in 2 weeks.
That's not happening.
That's not happening. That's not happening either.
No.
All right, Wiggy is 0-2. Curtis, are you keeping track of this for when Wiggy gets back tomorrow?
Yes, but, okay. But he will just say now.
He's 0-2. So no way.
I know people get back together, but it's rare. I know, like, yeah. It's rare for, like, hey, like, I don't like you. Please leave, and I'll take you back.
My friend BJ got divorced, and then he got remarried after the divorce. Mm. I mean, it can happen.
I mean, I guess there's always, I'm not going to say never, I guess, because, you know, it happens and we've seen it in many, many instances. But in that situation, I feel like there's tons of baggage. So I'm not touching that bag.
What about OBJ? So
No
on OBJ?
Constantly. I feel like I would rather Landry. I feel like Landry's a competitor, a little bit less whiny. Like Odell, if things aren't going his way, he goes in the wrong direction. So
yeah, which he seems to be now. So
he is
expressing his feeling that he is treated differently when it comes to outbursts and such than players like Tom Brady. That's what he said yesterday.
Duh, you don't have six Super Bowl rings. Like, duh, yourself to Tom Brady. It just doesn't work.
He says the rings don't matter. Let's take a listen to OBJ from yesterday.
I never want to come out of a game, win, lose. I don't care if we're up 50, down 50. I don't ever want to come out of the game, and that's always going to be my mentality. I'm kind of over trying to play the right thing because, you know, I love them to death, but there's people who have plenty of rings and consider the GOAT, and they do things on the sideline, and other people do things on the sideline, and they get away with it, and it's classified as passion because they may have something behind their legacy or whatever it is. And to me, bro, we love this shit that much. It means that much. There's no way around it. I don't care if I have 0 rings, 12 rings, 20 rings. I love this game of football, and I'm not going to keep dulling myself to for the world to feel like I'm mature or whatever word you would like to throw around it. I'm always going to be me.
Jesus.
Okay.
False sense of reality. There's your false sense of like what real is. Like that guy's on a different planet. So I've never seen Tom Brady throw his helmet and hit a kicking net and have it fall on his head and hit him in the head. And, you know, they're down. Like usually when Odell's having these tantrums, they're losing by a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Tom, when he's pissed off or yelling at the offensive line, it's because he just gained a big chunk of yardage in the center headbutt somebody and they go backwards 15 yards. So he's more directing that stuff at the player to be like, you need to be more accountable, because he's trying to bring guys to his level to play at a high level so they can all achieve the ultimate goal, which is winning a Super Bowl. I feel like Odell has a different motive here. Like I feel like he's more upset that he's not in the spotlight of being the man of making all the big plays and the Browns are losing. Last time I checked, New York when he was on that team was losing as well. So has he ever played for a winning like team where he's gonna be in the playoffs and has high expectations of that?
Well, he was on a boat the last time he was in the playoffs.
And anyone who goes to a national football game and after the game hands out thousands of dollars to college players that in return is going to lose 8 scholarships for LSU, and now he's banned for 2 years.
Yeah.
There's maybe he's not that smart, and let's just say like maybe Odell isn't the smartest or the sharpest tool in the shed, because right. You obviously know you can't hand out money at a national championship after they win and you're on television, like mm-hmm. with a fanny pack full of cash, like in New Orleans of all places.
And he tried
like,
to say that wasn't real money.
It's not a great idea.
He was like, that was Monopoly money.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't real cash.
So you don't buy that Tom Brady gets, or you buy, I guess, that Tom Brady gets treated differently.
He has earned the right to be, when he's on the sideline. For example, if Tom Brady is having a meltdown and yelling at somebody, the attention of that meltdown, everyone sees that. Everyone on the whole team sees that Tom Brady is really angry right now. So you start to be like, oh, man, like, what do I need to do to get myself fired up? And what do I need to correct to where we are all playing really well? When Odell has a temper tantrum, I'm sure the rest of the team is like, look at this idiot freaking losing his mind right now. Like, give me a break. Let's go out here and catch a pass. Let's run the right route. You know, yeah. Like Tom Brady's the quarterback who is basically leading the team and telling everyone where to be and checking the play into the perfect play at the right moment. Like, there's a difference between Tom Brady, who's a 20-year Hall of Famer, and Odell, who made a one-handed catch with a sticky glove.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. All right.
If he didn't have a glove on, he would have dropped the ball, by the way.
I believe that OBJ also said that he is not at risk when it comes to the coronavirus.
Would I say different La La Land?
You did say, different, I think you did say La La Land.
Different planet.
Yeah, different so planet. You want to take a listen to that? Here he is.
Yeah, let's listen to this craziness.
No, not in an arrogant way. I just don't think COVID can get to me. I don't think it's going to enter this body. I don't want no parts of it. It don't want no parts of me. I think it's a mutual respect. So I wasn't really worried about the test. I was just more, you know, in my mind, for me and my maturity level, I felt like it was the right thing to do to mention. I may not have been feeling well. I just wouldn't want it to spread throughout the whole building. If there was a case that I would have possibly had it, I was just trying to be an adult and be precautious about the situation and try and handle it the right way.
Okay.
Doesn't he sound cuckoo, though? Because he just said that COVID doesn't want any part of him.
Yes.
So,
yes, he does sound cuckoo. Yes.
And he can't, like, it won't enter his body, but then he was just trying to be cautious so, like, nobody gets COVID. What? What are you talking about?
It doesn't line up.
It sounds a little bit odd. So
he's not the guy. He is not the guy for the New England Patriots to go after.
No, you don't want to go after a guy like that. Because if he doesn't get his touches or you lose, like, you don't want him having another meltdown. Because it could make things go the opposite way. And I know he's saying, like, oh, I have – it's my competitiveness in me. Like, it's hard for me to see or listen to a guy like that when, you know, when there's 5 cameras on him before the game. You know, he's running around, he's spinning the ball, kicking a field goal. Like, there's certain guys that just love when they have the attention on them, and I feel like he's one of those guys.
He is one.
And why wouldn't he just mention Tom Brady's name? Like, he says the guy that's the GOAT that played in Foxborough is now in Tampa. He's got a lot of rings. Like, what is he avoiding there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you can't compare yourself to a guy with 6 Super Bowl rings that is number one first ballot Hall of Famer. Like,
he's
at a different level. He's at
that.
A different level. Like, come on.
All right. But you do think they need to go get somebody.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely going to get somebody. It's not if they're going to get somebody. It's who they're going to get. They're going to go out and they're going to trade for somebody. It happens every single year. There's going to be some type of movement here before the deadline. The Odell thing, look, the Browns, before they just lost to the Steelers, they're not going to want to just give up a piece that they feel could help them if they're going to be close in the division. So you got to look at teams that have no chance, that are, you know, the Atlantas personally, if I was Atlanta, I wouldn't trade anybody to the Patriots, considering you won a Super Bowl over us. You got to look at the teams that are struggling, that really don't have, you know, any future this season. Those are the teams that are going to be looking to move somebody, gain a draft pick for next year.
All right, Wiggy is off today. Rob Ninkovich is here. Wiggy will be back tomorrow. Ken Laird is also off for a couple days, and then we'll be quarantined for the next 30 days when he gets back. We will get to Danielle in the news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.